Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, this is Jim.
And this is Max.
Check out our podcast, The Step Over, Liberty Ballers Podcast Network, for all of your Sixers needs.
Player analysis, game breakdowns, who would look coolest in a headband, and more.
Subscribe to Liberty Ballers Podcast feed on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, and check out The Step Over, a podcast about Sixers basketball.
Mostly.
Welcome into At the Podium, episode 12, brought to you by the fine folks at SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I am your host, Michael Kist. Follow me on Twitter at MichaelKistNFL. Today, as usual, we have a triple-decker for you. Three press conferences, starting with the head coach, Doug Peterson, directly after the 25-22 comeback win over the New York Giants, followed by the Carson Wentz press conference after the game, and Doug again from today, Monday. Today, Doug was very complimentary of the offensive unit in helping getting the running game into a rhythm, while also praising Josh Adams for making the most of his opportunities, which led him to receiving 22 carries against the Giants, including a game-tying drive where he received five straight carries that included a touchdown and a two-point conversion. He also talked about the input he received from players during the game, and I posted a clip on Twitter from in the middle of those aforementioned five runs from Adams where you can see Brandon Brooks signaling to the sideline to keep it going. Let's just keep going after him with the run game. Or at least that's what it looked like to me. So tons of good insight on this one. Later on, we'll have the usual Jim Schwartz and Mike Groh press conferences, and then we will resume our regularly scheduled week now that we are out of holiday week. So important games ahead, including this next one against the Washington Redskins on Monday Night Football. So keep it here on Bleeding Green Nation. Keep leaving those five-star reviews, and let's get to these press conferences right now.
They called a timeout there. Did you change your initial play call? What did you see? And was it run perfectly?
No, we, gosh, I mean, at that point, I was going to win the game. And I had a lot of confidence in the play call, confidence in our guys. It was a man zone. They played zone on the play, and Nelly popped right over the ball. So it was well executed by us and kept with the same call even through the timeout.
On that final drive, you were able to bleed off like 5 minutes of clock. Is that the idea when the drive started, or in that situation, do you just want to score, and then if the drive kind of happens that way, then great.
In that situation, we'd love to finish with points, and you know, obviously, no time on the clock is kind of the thought process there. I thought, on the sideline, great communication, players, offensively execute, offensive line, great job today. And just making plays in that drive to get us down to that kick.
Back to that fourth down completion to Nelly. It looked like that the mesh play you guys have had so much success with. What do you like about that concept in such a big spot there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we love it when teams play man. I believe the Giants ran it today and hit it for a third down conversion. It's a good play. It's a man zone play. It's something that's been in our offense for, you know, since I've been here. And guys know exactly what to do. It's well executed, and great job by Carson hanging in there in the pocket and delivering that ball.
Okay, what do you think this does for the team's confidence? You know, you guys were kind of reeling a little bit, but to get this big win in the division, how does that?
It boosts the confidence. Guys are excited. I mean, they're it's been a couple of weeks since we've felt this type of emotion. So they're jazzed. I mean, It's a great win against a hot, really good opponent that is real dangerous on offense. And so for our defense to hang in there in the second half and do the things they did, get them off the field, and then offensively, you know, get ourselves in a position to win the game, it's just a great boost for the entire team.
Asking your playmakers to make plays. Malcolm Jenkins made a big play, and it seemed to start something at that point. What did you see on that play? How big a play is that for your team from that guy? And what did you see defensively going forward?
Yeah, you know, Malcolm's a great leader. And one of the things that, I've talked to our sort of our leaders on the football team and just challenge them, you know, we just got to find a way to make plays, you know, and in big situations. And I think you saw it from time to time today, and that was one of them. That really sparked, I think, the defense going into the second half, and then obviously the offense. But you know, he made that big play. Alshon made a big play at the end of the game, you know, to extend a drive. And, you know, Josh Adams, even though he's a young player, he did some nice things. But our veteran players really stepped up today, and the D-line was able to put pressure on, you know, Eli, get some sacks there. Our offensive line, a veteran group, really did a nice job. So playmakers did a nice job today.
What made you use the ground game more today?
I just think that sometimes, you know, you get into the game, the offensive line is really they've played well. I mean, really the entire season. That's been one of the consistent bright spots on offense. And I just knew going into this game that, you know, we were going to have to kind of control the ball a little bit. I just wanted to help out some of those young guys on defense, quite frankly. And our guys really rose to the occasion. They wanted the ball in the second half. They were coming to me and keep running, you know, keep running. They wanted it, you know, on their backs. And so they did a really nice job, and it was able to and it helps your quarterback too, you know, being able to, you know, throw the ball down the field when we could.
As you went on the field for the field goal, Lane Johnson came off the field. You guys had a little moment there, like Lane said, hey, that's the way we're supposed to do this. You kind of gave him one of those looks. What did you say to him at that
point? I just told him that, you know, I was proud of the guys, proud of him. For what he's kind of battled through, and just said, hey, how good does that feel, you know? And he was excited. He played a great game today, and you know, I think the sideline was jazzed, you know, obviously after that kick, and you know, maybe that's the spark we need.
As far as those young guys on defense, you were talking about really improved in the second half after giving up a ton of yards in the first half. What do you think the difference was? Just that momentum shift from Mountain?
I think that's part of it. I think our defensive line really rose to the occasion in the second half, got pressure on the quarterback, you know, forced a couple of quicker throws. And, you know, just a lot of credit. I mean, they hung tough. They battled. And you know, nothing's easy. Nothing's pretty. You just have to fight and scratch and get the job done. And they – they did that today, and proud of those guys.
Carson gets a win after his worst outing as a professional and a fourth quarter comeback. What does that do for him in the big picture as far as his development, his confidence, and how he stands with his team?
I mean, I think it in his, you know, it doesn't change the way the guys view him. I mean, he's still one of the leaders of this football team and you know, leads the offense, obviously. But I think for him to now to have been through this, to you know, to be down, I think, 19-3, you know, and to come back the entire game and just stay patient and really allow things to unfold for him, I think it was a tremendous step forward, and proud of him and the way he handled a lot of the situations today and how he managed the run game and made some big throws for us. Again, took a couple hits, but you know, that's playing quarterback in the NFL, and that's a great step forward for him, and really proud of him and his performance, and he'll just get better and better each time out.
Second half, what did the defense show you?
They just showed a toughness that you know, that they were gonna fight for 60 minutes, and that was the message at halftime. You know, you had 30 minutes left to go, and you know, just that they were just gonna hang tough. I mean, guys, great communication in the secondary. You know, the D-line, I think, really did a nice job with the run game in the second half and forcing them to put the ball in the air some. And it's just a great overall great team effort on defense today.
The last couple of weeks you had, you know, leaders questioning kind of accountability and effort. Going into this game, did you have a sense of how the team was going to respond, or were you kind of waiting to see how it would play out?
We had a great meeting last night at the hotel. Guys were energized there, and it really spilled over to the dressing room, you know, this morning when players got here, and you could kind of feel the excitement. They were excited about playing this game and getting out on the field, and so there was really, you know, guys were saying and doing the right things, and then to come away with the victory is just makes it better.
Last night, what message did you send? And then in the locker room today, what did you say?
That's why it's private. Come on. No, I mean, it's just, listen, we get together and spend about 5 minutes or so, at the hotel after meetings, and I basically just wanted them to understand that, they got to continue to trust the process. They got to continue to believe. And quite frankly, you can't wait for something to happen and then believe it. You have to believe it first, and then it happens. And that's kind of the message last night. And I didn't talk about, hey, this is a must win. This is the start of our playoffs. I didn't get any of that kind of stuff. I just wanted to make sure that they understood that we just continue to trust the process, one play at a time, play together, great communication. We can get this thing, flipped. And they did that. Just reiterated the same point, quite frankly. A lot of excited faces in there. Guys are, just how resilient they are, how they stuck together. Proud of all three phases, because everybody had a hand in this win today.
Real quick on Golden, obviously he made a great 50-50 catch in the middle of the field, but he also had a drop and that little punt return hiccup. Do you think he's pressing a little bit at all to try to get involved?
No.
Yeah, this is a big game for us, obviously, in terms of divisional standings, all that fun stuff, but really mentally, to show the resilience that we did to get down early the way we did and then battle back, and just kind of builds a lot of confidence for really all three phases of this game, and to come from behind and get it done today, I think that'll speak volumes about our confidence going forward.
You guys weren't able to get it done late in games earlier this year. You got to win now with less than 4 minutes to go. What was the difference?
We just executed. I think in all those other past games, it just came down to a play or two here or there, and we didn't execute. And today we got it done. It didn't take anything, extra from us. We just had to just dial it in and execute, and we got it done.
Fourth and two conversion throw to Nelson. What was that play design? Was it a scheme to go to him?
It was just a progression read, and he was the next in the progression, and they went zone coverage, and it kind of just parted there in the middle, and he came up with arguably the biggest catch of the day.
That next step for this offense, maybe the most important one, is just getting that first quarter of those first few series figured out?
Absolutely. I thought we came out and we actually were moving the ball okay, and then we had the penalty the first drive, and then the second drive we had the penalty too, and both those, just execution, we got to be better. We kind of made some mistakes early in that area, and we knew what we were capable of. We knew we could move the ball. But, yeah, we started slow, and we got to be better with that.
How big was it on those last two drives that you guys were so balanced, ran the ball really well?
I think that's huge for us. I mean, we always come into every game wanting to be balanced. And I think the O-line plays best when we are. I think it gives those guys confidence, and they're coming off the ball firing. And then in the passing game, it kind of lightens the pass rush a little bit too. And the O-line loves when we mix it up like that. Movement, snake is all those things. I thought we did a really good job of that today.
What about the way Josh Adams ran the ball? I mean, he had 22 carries, got a lot of key, yards for you guys.
Yeah, that was big. He was big for us. I mean, Josh did a great job. He's done a great job in everything we've asked him to do this year. Today he got a little extra workload, and he did a great job and took it and ran with it. And, at the same time, the O-line did a great job. We could lean on them, and they made some nice holes, and Josh finished some runs really well, and we got it done.
On this fourth down to Nelson, Doug was talking about that mesh concept in such a big spot. What do you like about that in that spot?
Yeah, it's good against kind of all coverages. We call it an all coverage beater, and just a pure progression play. And it's also one we've got a lot of reps at. We've repped it all off season and something like that. So you just kind of keep it simple in those situations, and we executed it well.
Other players said that keeping things simple and doing the things that you do well was important this week. Is that fair to say, and is that play an example of it?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, sometimes when you're in a slump, especially offensively, you want to try and scheme up things too much, and you're trying to be too perfect, and sometimes it gets guys to play slower and this and that. And I thought we did a good job this week of just trying to keep it simple and just letting us play ball and doing things that we've done really all off season. And I thought that helped us a ton today.
How much does the running game help you as a quarterback when you're running the ball that effectively?
I mean, they always say the running game is the best friend of the quarterback, and that was 100% true today. You know, we could lean on them that big drive to put us up late in the fourth the first time. I mean, that was did I even throw the ball? I think we just had a screen. Other than that, it was all handoffs, and, you know, that was huge to just lean on those guys, and they did a great job.
Nelson hadn't caught a ball since the Dallas game until that fourth down, hadn't been targeted. What does it say about him that, you know, when his number was dialed up, he was ready?
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's always ready to go, you know, and we love Nelly and we love what he brings to the table. And, you know, I didn't even realize he hadn't specifically gotten a target till late in today. And it's just the way it's been playing out. But there he was, and he made, like I said, arguably the biggest play of the day.
You spoke Wednesday about the need for urgency. What was it like this week leading up to the game? In the locker room afterwards, what was it like?
Yeah, I mean, the locker room afterwards was great. You know, it felt like it'd been a while since we had that feeling again. And guys, like I said at the beginning of this, you know, I think that's huge for our confidence. It's huge for our confidence to not just win, but to win in the way we did, rallying back. And, you know, I thought, you know, hats off to our defense. They settled in, you know, tremendously and played an amazing second half, gave us a chance to win the way we did. And I think that just will build our confidence going forward.
Play the sack low, or your leg, you came up limping.
Yeah,
what happened?
And we're good. I mean, the guy ran into my leg and kind of spooked me a little bit, but we're good.
What started the team like? You're down 19-3.
Yeah, I didn't see anyone, you know, kind of pointing fingers or questioning or anything like that. You know, I thought everyone just kind of believed, and you know, offense went right back out there and put a good drive together. And so I thought that was huge for us going into the second half. And, you know, guys just stayed together. You know, that's the biggest thing. We always talk about family around here, and guys just hung together and believed in each other, and we got it done.
Is there anything more satisfying, you talked about the win, than winning, than a game-winning drive, a fourth-quarter comeback?
Right now I'm just thrilled we got a win. You know, obviously doing it from behind, you never want to be down, but coming back the way we did, again, it's huge for our confidence, offensively, defensively, the way they kind of, you know, stiffened up at the end. And it was big for us.
Doug was saying he got a good feeling about where everyone's head was at Saturday night at the meeting at the hotel. What was his message the night before the game?
Yeah, I mean, his message is, you know, I think more than anything was just to keep it simple, you know, keep it simple and just do what we do best and play our game. And, you know, again, we started off sluggish and that's something we got to fix. But, you know, after that, I thought everyone just kept it simple, you know, dialed in on their assignments and executed well. And that's, I think, what led to the victory.
Carson, how important was it for you guys to answer with a touchdown after Saquon Barkley's 51 yard?
Yeah, I mean, just the way we answered in the first half offensively, I thought was big for us to just come in and I think was that in the first half. So just the way we answered the first half, just to go into the locker room with a little momentum, and then Malcolm had the interception, which kept them off the board there, to just kind of use that momentum going into the second half. That was huge for us.
You said nothing changed for you this week. Was it important for you, though, to rebound from last week's performance?
I mean, absolutely. You know, I think it's important for everybody to just come out and rebound and just put last week behind us, and I think we did that today, and that was good to see.
Quarterbacks a lot of times are judged wins or losses, and also by late game drives. I mean, is this an important one for you personally?
Yeah, I mean, you know, anytime we can get a victory and it come from behind, you know, fashion, it speaks volumes about the team and the resiliency of the guys on both sides of the ball. And I know personally it was big to get it done today for me, and you know, everyone feels the same.
Last year against the Giants, you said you'd give Jake Elliott your paycheck if he hit the field goal.
Yeah.
Anything like that?
I still got my paycheck today.
It looked like Dallas kind of messed up on a blitz that led to a sack on you, and then you came back and connected with him down the field in that one-handed catch.
Yeah.
How big is it that some of these rookies are kind of taking the next play and forgetting the one before that and just excelling in that?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we talk about all the time is you make a mistake, just press forward. And first of all, the protection, that was tough. You know, that was really tough the way they ran that game. I'm not sure anyone could pass that off. They had the perfect play call on against that. But just Dallas and really on defense, a lot of the guys, whether they're rookies, young guys, inexperienced, guys just stepping up and just building confidence throughout this season, throughout this game even. And, you know, that's big for us going forward, especially with all the injury shakeup and all the things that are super unfortunate that we're dealing with. That's big for us.
Did you check to a run on the Adams TD that was brought back? He thought that you did.
Coach called that one.
Thanks,
Ed.
Good afternoon.
Who was it, Matt Patricia yelled at a guy for slouching?
He did?
During a press conference.
Nice. You gotta adopt that sometimes.
So what do you have to do to sustain and build on what your team did yesterday? Can you use that blueprint going forward?
I think you can. Anytime we stay balanced, I think as an offense, good things happen. And you're able to score points and control the ball. And I think you look around the league at the common theme of teams that have that balance are winning games. So, yeah, I think that's a formula that you can carry moving forward.
Why did it take so long to kind of get to that point? Was it Corey's health or just not knowing about Josh?
No, I just think sometimes it takes time. Run game, just like the passing game, there's timing, there's rhythm, there's all things that got to stay in sync. It just comes with continue to work. You just trust. You just trust your players, trust your backs, and receivers are a big part of that. And you just keep working at it.
What did you learn about your run game yesterday?
Well, I think it's something that has always been there. We've seen glimpses of that this season. You know, when we've rushed the ball for close to 30 times a game, I think that's been a good recipe. I think if you go back and look at the wins, I think we've been pretty successful doing that. So, the games that get lopsided, obviously it's a different story because you gotta rethink your plan just a little bit. But great job by the guys up front. Starts with them. You know, tight ends are involved, receivers are involved, as I mentioned, and then of course your quarterback. Your quarterback getting us in and out of runs, good to bad, bad to good, and making all that work.
As a follow-up, you guys saw, what was it that you guys saw in Josh Adams to kind of make him your lead guy? I mean, did it just take longer because, you know, the injuries he had during the offseason?
Yeah, because, you know, you remember he started on practice squad, you know, to start the season. And so we had Sproles, we had Jay and Corey and Wendell. So kind of knew what we had coming out of training camp, you know, but you still don't know until players play. And then, you know, to his credit, with taking advantage of some of the injuries, he has just kind of slowly worked himself, you know, into this position. And listen, it's not to discount or discredit Corey and Wendell because they do a lot of great things as well. It's just that Josh now is kind of taking that lead, and we continue to grow and try to increase his touches each week.
It seemed like both sides of the ball, you really trusted the lines of scrimmage. Was that based on the matchup, or was that how you guys
want to play? Well, you try to control the line of scrimmage every week. I mean, it definitely does start up front, O-line and D-line. That's where every game, probably every coach probably says the same thing, you know, each week. And just felt going into the game that we had to have that kind of production from those two groups, quite frankly. You know, we had to put pressure on a quarterback, and we also had to stop their run game, which second half we did a better job of doing that. And then offensively, just continuing to, you know, put a lot on the offensive line and let them kind of control, you know, the line of scrimmage. And they did a really good job of that, you know, throughout the entire game.
Yesterday you listened to your offensive players who wanted to run the ball. Jim listened to some of his guys who wanted to simplify things schematically. Let your players have a voice and kind of incorporate what they want.
I think it's important from the standpoint of these guys are playing. These guys are out on the field. They're seeing it. You know, at real speed, just like we are. But at the same time, if they see something, we're always asking for feedback and dialogue and communication. I think that makes what we do special. And as coaches, we take it and we listen to them and we can make adjustments during the game. Even when it doesn't come out publicly, there's always that conversation after a series or two or three. There's always that dialogue on the sideline. And so it's it just so happens that it was kind of evident yesterday that was the case.
Are you talking about Malcolm Jenkins
Watkins did say that he had that conversation with Schwartz about simplifying the secondary after a long Saquon Barkley run. I'm curious what those in-game conversations are like between a coach and player.
We need to simplify. Well, I can speak for the offense because, you know, I hear it from the offensive side. And listen, I'm getting the Malcolm second and third hand, so I can't really necessarily speak on that, but I can speak on the offense because, you know, before and in, like when the defense is on the field, and like yesterday I was a little more mobile going to our quarterback, talking to Carson, kind of seeing what he liked, what he was comfortable with, what moving to the next series. And then visiting with the offensive line, just, you know, sometimes quarterbacks are different. Sometimes quarterbacks, it's about plays and schemes and, you know, passing game and all that. With the O-line, it's hardly about plays as much as it is a mentality, right? We're kind of taking over. We're kind of dominating. We're kind of got a little momentum. And so just continue to trust us. And really that was the theme yesterday with both. I would, you know, speak for Malcolm, I guess, and say, hey, listen, trust us. Let's get back to some of the basics, some of the things we do. We do have some young guys on defense. Let's help them out. And it worked in the second half.
Do you think that kind of creates a kind of a sense of ownership when the guys are?
Yeah, because we encourage, you know, I encourage the guys to speak up and, you know, if they see something, say something. And again, you know, as coaches, we definitely have the final say. But at the same time, I think it builds a healthy chemistry with your team.
When you said you were more mobile yesterday, what does that mean?
Mobile?
You said you're more mobile in terms of talking to Carson on the sideline.
Just me roaming around on the sideline. Mobile.
You did that more
yesterday? Probably a touch more than I normally would. Just a TV timeout or something like that between a series. Just being able to walk and just talk. A lot of times Carson will come to me between the series as well. So it was just a way for me to go back and talk to him.
Doug, the last two games, Golden's been targeted 16 times, which is as much as Alshon, Nelson, and Jordan combined. Is that ideal? Is that still something you guys are just kind of trying to figure out?
Well, we're trying to get everybody the ball. There's only one football. You know, you think about the four or five receiver positions that we have, and you got two tight ends. I mean, all part of the game plan and, you know, sometimes you don't know where the ball's going, you know, I mean, you put a certain personnel group out there, but we have a certain progression too. I mean, I've talked about game planning for Alshon, game planning for Ertz and things like that. And, a lot of times it's just kind of the way the ball goes, you know, and it goes to that person. So, it helped us win a game and you know, we'll start over this week again.
So already set career highs for catches and receiving yards. What has he done this year? I mean, obviously he was good his first 5 years, but what is it about this year that maybe he's taken it to the next level?
I think it's a combination of things. One, I think it's a combination of how he's worked in the offseason, how he's prepared himself for the season. He's a year older, a year wiser. He's understanding defense, leverage, how teams are trying to either take him away or defend him. I think that's part of it. I think the other thing is the emergence of and really the influx of talent on offense. I mean, you think about Alshon in, you know, and the things he's done and now Dallas being at that position, it's really kind of freed up Zach to for us to move him around a little bit and put him into some, you know, receiver type positions and be successful there. So I think it's a combination of stuff, but it's definitely a credit to him and how he works, how he prepares and I think just being a year older has really helped him.
What about the kind of season that he's having? I mean, he's, you know, like Jeff was saying, he's kind of on a record pace and everything like that.
Well, obviously, you know, probably at the end of the season, you can look back and say what a great, you know, what a great season he had individually. But collectively, we're still trying to win a football game, and he's obviously a big part of that, you know, whether it be in the red zone or out in the field. So, he is on pace, having a good season, but I could speak for Zach, win the football game, whether he gets, you know, nine catches or no catches. You know, bottom line is he wants to win the game.
On the first drive down yesterday, he broke a tackle and then he kind of ran through two guys to get to the end zone. He's been better getting yards after the catch and breaking tackles this year than he has in the past. Do you agree with that, first of all, and what do you think of that?
Yeah, I think that's part of what's making him you know, where we were on the field and needed, at that point, needed to get in the end zone. it was a great, first of all, it was a great catch stepping back through, you know, the linebacker, through the defender, to be able to catch the ball and then break that tackle, get in the end zone. Those are all things you expect. It's kind of taken that to a little bit, you know, another level for him this year.
On the first drive, fourth and five at 47, what made you
plus or minus?
On the Giants, 47. What made you punt there?
Was it early in the game?
Yeah, the first drive. So
right after the touchdown came back?
Yep.
Man. Yeah, see, if we don't have the hold, we don't talk about this. No, I think it was early again in the game, fourth and five, midfield, just try to again, you know, flip the field, back them up. You know, it's early, and just a decision there to punt.
We asked you after losses what the play you would, or decision you'd like to have back. Was there one from yesterday, even though you won, that you would most want to have back?
Probably not. I mean, yesterday was, you know, yesterday for the most part was pretty good. There's some things we got to clean up, you know, detail wise, but other than that, I felt comfortable coming into the game and coming out of the game. Nothing much. I'd have to really think about it, but no. After watching,
you know, they had to be able to get anybody back this week. Is there anybody
in? Well, all the guys that missed last week are doing really well. You know, we don't practice till Thursday, so we got a couple days here. You know, you talk about Jalen. I think he's, you know, he's doing well. He's still day to day. Sydney's day to day. Avante's day to day. So, you know, these guys and Jordan. You know, Jordan Hicks is. You know, probably a little longer than that, but we'll see. We'll see come Wednesday, Thursday when we get the guys back in here to work and see where we're at the end of the week.
Nelson Aguilar had said that Mike Garrella called the fourth and one play. I know you call the plays, but what was his involvement in that?
I'd have to check with Nelson, quite frankly. I don't remember that.
He must have made a mistake, I guess, and say Garrella called it.
Maybe. Could have been. I mean, I don't.
Mike's more involved in this 2-minute offense. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you feel any closer to solving what's been plaguing you guys in the first quarter? And I know you had that run called back, but do you feel like you're getting closer to?
Well, I mean, if you just negate those plays, you know, we move the ball, we score. So, quite frankly, it's just, you know, we got to eliminate those negative plays. It puts us in, you know, third and 15 when it's third and five, and then we get the pass interference and we get the holding call on the second play of the game. And, you know, those are things that just stop our drives.
It was brought up at the end of the radio broadcast yesterday as you were leaving the field that you gave kind of an ode to the fans. How important was it to get a win at home yesterday and end that losing streak there?
Well, we haven't fared too well, obviously, at home. And I tell you, our fans show up every single week at the link, and it was a great crowd yesterday. They were loud, and so, you know, and it truly affects our opponent. And so from that standpoint, it's a credit to those, you know, those people that come out and support through the good and the bad. And it was a great crowd yesterday, so I felt like it was, you know, a good gesture to applaud them for their performance too.
Zach went in for X-rays at the end of the game. Is he doing fine?
Zach.
Hurts.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. He's doing good. Yeah. He went in for X-rays?
He did.
At the game?
After the game was over.
Oh, after the game. Yeah, he's good.
His targets have kind of decreased. Weeks.
Yeah, you know what? I try to get. He's another one I try to get going early. Gosh, I mean, you look at the first play of the game was an RPO. Went to Zach, but it was really Zach or Alshon, so I was targeting him on the first play. The second play of the game, which I went off script, I went tempo, and I had the run play for the long touchdown. The second play of the game, if we huddled, it was going to be a shot play to Alshon. So I had it dialed up early in the game to try to get him involved. And then as the game wore on, we were able to get him some touches. He made a big big catch and run there in the fourth quarter to set up a nice scoring drive. So, yeah, each week try to keep him coming, keep him involved.
Hello, I'm Spencer Hall from SB Nation, and I want to tell you about my new show, It Seemed Smart. It Seemed Smart is a show about people doing things that, for some reason or another, seem smart at the time. Those things might include doing a little cocaine and driving a bike up a mountain. Or, I don't know, maybe racing 100 miles per hour across the country in the middle of the night with no one's permission. Or even stealing a bat from an umpire's room in a Major League Baseball park. Check it out, and if you like it, tell a friend. I'm Spencer Hall. Don't do anything smart.